July, week one, Monday, 1, dance like no one's watching. Reading. We always convince ourselves that life will be better after we get married, have a baby, then another. Then we are frustrated that the kids aren't old enough and will be more content when they are. After that, we're frustrated that we have teenagers to deal with. We will certainly be happy when they are out of that stage. We always tell ourselves that our life will be complete when our spouse gets his or her act together, when we get a nicer car and are able to go on a nice vacation, when we retire. The truth is, there's no better time than right now. If not now, when? Our life will always be filled with challenges. It's best to admit this to ourselves and decide to be happy anyway. One of my favorite quotes comes from Alfred Souza. He said, "For a long time it had seemed to me that life was about to begin, real life. But there was always some obstacle in the way, something to be gotten through first, some unfinished business, time still to be served, a debt to be paid. Then life would begin. At last it dawned on to me that these obstacles were my life. This perspective has helped me to see that there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. So treasure every moment that you have. And remember that time waits for no one. So stop waiting until you finish school, until you go back to school, until you get married, until you get divorced, until you have kids, until your kids leave home, until you start work, until you retire, until you get a new car or home, until spring, until you are born again to decide that there is no better time than right now to be happy. Happiness is a journey, not a destination. So work like you don't need money, love like you've never been hurt, and dance like no one's watching."
Tuesday, 2. British Army's Answering Machine. Reading. "Hello, is that the British Army? Thank you for calling the British Army. I am sorry, but all our units are out at the moment or are otherwise engaged. Please leave a message with your country of origin, name of organization, the region, the specific crisis, and a number to call you. As soon as we have sorted out the Balkans, Northern Ireland, the firemen, Iraq, marching up and down bits of tarmac in London, and equal opportunities training, we will return your call. Please speak after the tone, or if you require more options, please listen to the following. If your crisis is small and close to the sea, press 1 for the Royal Marines. If your problem is distant, with a tropical climate and good hotels, and can be solved by a few low-risk, low-level bombing runs, press # for the Royal Air Force. Please note this service is not available after 16:30 or at weekends. If your inquiry concerns a situation that can be resolved by a bit of grey funnel, bunting, flag waving, and a really good marching band, please write well in advance to the First Sea Lord, the Admiralty, London. If your inquiry is not urgent, press 2 for the Allied Rapid Reaction Corps. If you are interested in joining the Army and wish to be shouted at, paid little, have premature arthritis, train to be a firefighter, execute regime changes in hot places, put your wife and family in a condemned hut miles from civilization, and be prepared to work your arse off daily with leave being cancelled at short notice, whilst watching the Treasury erode your original conditions of service and career, your call will be connected to a bitter, passed-over recruiting sergeant in a grody shop out of town. Thank you for calling the British Army.
Wednesday. 3. Annabel Lee. It was many and many a year ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that a maiden there lived, whom you may know, by the name of Annabel Lee. And this maiden she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. I was a child, and she was a child, in this kingdom by the sea, but we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabel Lee, with a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me, and this was the reason that long ago, in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my beautiful Annabel Lee. So that her high-born kinsmen came, and bore her away from me, to shut her up in a sepulchre in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know, in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud by night, chilling and killing my Annabel Lee. But our love, it was stronger by far than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we, and neither the angels in heaven above, nor the demons down under the sea, can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee, and the stars never rise but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And so, all the night tide, I lay down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride, in the sepulchre there by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding sea.
Thursday, 4. Independence Day. The 4th of July is the birthday of our nation. Today, we celebrate and enjoy the freedom that comes with the event that made this day so special. Thomas Jefferson is the author of the Declaration of Independence. He led a committee that drafted the Declaration between June 11th to 28th, 1776. Jefferson and other discontented representatives from the 13 colonies voted and approved it on July 4th, 1776. The document declared freedom for the 13 colonies from British rule. It currently resides in the Exhibition Hall of the National Archive in Washington, D.C. Did you know? The Declaration of Independence was not signed by all representatives until August 1776. To make it official, John Hancock, President of the Continental Congress, signed it. Now, can anyone guess where the saying, "Put your John Hancock on it," came from? Today, we enjoy the benefits of the freedom which the framers signed and ultimately fought for. To us, it is a time for baseball, hot dogs, and family picnics. Summer is in full swing, and life is good. 4th of July is not complete without parades and fireworks. Fireworks are enjoyed by almost everyone. You should have your choice of several locations in your area on the 4th, or even the day before. Many cottage owners on lakes will set out flares along the shore, creating a ring of fire. Add to this an abundance of fireworks, and you have quite a display.
Friday, 5. Nature. Reading. I lay in the shade beneath an apple tree, out in the pasture of flowers, short and tall trees, where the birds and animals roam freely in their kingdom. If one loves nature, it is a beautiful, spectacular sight. It will startle one's curiosity and leads oneself to ask, "Who is this high power creator that made such things be?" No one can comprehend the fullness of nature. It is much bigger than one's imagination. As I lay beneath this tree, somewhere in storybook land, I picture myself floating on the snow-white clouds across the blue heaven. No stress, no sorrow, with a smile on my face, wishing that life could always be like this. The trees bow to the magic of the wind. The sweet scent drifts from the flower's fresh perfume. The uncontaminated country air breeze moves across my body. It feels like I am in a fairyland. The birds of different species, colors, big and small, fly from branch to branch, from tree to tree. They are feeding, playing, and whistling. The animals eat and run around the field, playing in harmony with one another. They were enjoying the fullness of their habitat, the fullness of freedom. They are governed by the laws of nature, of which no one complains. You should try sitting on a snowy mountaintop or in a flower patch in the wild, or on a beautiful white sandy beach, looking at the setting of the sun or anywhere man has not yet contaminated. Let your imagination run wild, and you will capture the beauty of nature. And you'll realize that this is a gift to man and all creatures, to live in harmony and to enjoy the fullness of nature.